In our last episode, we talked about the impact of our fear responses when it comes to making a mistake as a leader. When you're managing people, you're responsible for results, it's absolutely normal to feel a little bit stressed and anxious about making mistakes. And one of the reasons that we talked about that we feel so scared of making mistakes is because we understand that there are consequences to our mistakes. So therefore, we don't consider that there's also actually an opportunity when we make a mistake, right? We don't look at it, we dismiss it, we only think about the consequences. We discussed the fact that there are four specific stress responses that will affect the way that you display your fear, which is number one, you will fight. Number two, flight is the second response. Number three is freeze. And for each one of these four responses, I gave you some examples and I gave you the task of studying yourself and considering how you specifically engage in those four types of responses. Right now, I want to go a little bit deeper into this conversation, and I want to explain to you what it looks like after you understand, okay, this is the way I respond. This is my specific way of dealing with the situation. I want to give you some tools so that you can deal with those responses in a way that is effective to you. So the challenge is that when you are engaging in each one of these responses, you're not being your best self, right? You're not being the most amazing, supportive, engaging manager that you are. It's going to be difficult for yourself, but it's also going to be difficult for the people that are around you. And so learning to deal with these things for you first is very important because they will have an impact on how you deal with other people. So the one thing that I would love you to do is when you make a mistake or when you are in a situation where you're fearing that it's going to be a disaster or a mistake, what I want you to do is to stop everything and to breathe. Before I say this, actually, sometimes the things that will give you the biggest results in your life, the biggest transformations in your life, are so small that we don't consider them, we dismiss them. You know, something like breathing is so powerful, but because we're like, yeah, okay, I can breathe, yeah, whatever. You know, we kind of dismiss it because we think that it's so simple. But the reality is that, as I said before, the things that will bring you the biggest impact and the biggest change in your life, sometimes the small little tweaks that will really create a massive transformation. One of the most common examples that illustrates this is when a plane is flying towards a specific trajectory, if it moves 1 degree away from its core destination, it will land in a completely different part of the world, right? Just 1 degree of deviation will cause a completely different destination. And so what I'm suggesting to you is that you embrace those things that we're talking about, because I know the impact that it's going to have on your life. And the only reason why you haven't seen the result before is because you hands down have never done it, right? So give it an opportunity. So when you are feeling stressed, the first thing you need to do, when you're feeling unsafe, the first thing you need to do is to bring yourself back to feeling safe. Coming back to the moment, coming back to the now, that is what is going to help you completely transform the way that you feel, the anxiety that you feel. The reason why you're anxious is because you're thinking about what will happen, right? The consequences of your mistake, the consequences of what could be. But the reality is that in your now, there isn't necessarily something that is threatening you. The reason why we don't feel safe is because we're scared of consequences, what will happen. But most of the time, that will happen is not what is happening right now. So When you're stressed, you bring yourself back to the right now moment and you breathe. You take really deep breaths and it will regulate your system and it will help you unplug your mind to the concern of what will happen. It will bring you back to the present moment. You cannot make rational decisions when you're triggered and when you're in your fear state. When you're in flat freeze phone, there's no way in that moment, because you feel like you're being chased by a lion. That's the level of fear that you're feeling in your mind and in your body. There's no way for you to come back to making a rational decision while you're in that state. So the only thing that you can do is to self-regulate your emotions. And the best and the most effective way to do this is by taking some deep breaths. Now, how many breaths, how many are needed for you to calm down? If you're in a work situation, if you're in your office, close the door and do this. If you don't have an office, go to the toilet and do this, right? But literally stand up or sit down, close your eyes, put your hands on your chest and breathe and breathe and breathe and breathe very slowly, very intentionally until you feel like you are safe. When you're done with this, then the next step is to ask yourself this one question. What is the one thing that I can control in this moment? Because what that question will do, what is the one thing that I can control in this moment? It will shift your mind from the problem and it will bring it back to the possibility of what you could do instead of what hasn't happened yet, right? This question is powerful because it will shift focus from overwhelming, uncontrollable variables to actionable steps within your control. There must be one thing that you can control. There must be one thing that you can do. So it encourages a mindset of problem solving and empowerment rather than one of helplessness or stress. And by concentrating on what can be controlled, you can begin to devise a practical approach to the situation, reducing panic and fostering a sense of calm and clarity. So again, what is the one thing that I can control right now? What is the one thing that I can control in this moment? And I have done this numerous times. I can assure you that not only me, but many of my clients, when they have a situation, something happens, or hell seems to break loose, at the end of the day, when they really look into it and they look at the one thing that they can control, they realize that actually hell hasn't broken loose. One problem came up and yes, there are consequences, but alongside a consequence, there is also a solution. And one big mindset shift that I really would love you to consider right now is that everything is figure outable. There's a lady called Marie Forleo, and she's the one who coined that sentence. Everything is figure outable. There's nothing on this planet that we cannot figure out and we cannot fix, right? The solution might not be what we initially expected or desired, but at the end of the day, things always do work out as long as we're willing to be open to other possibilities for the situations that we face. So everything is figure outable. Whenever a problem arises, a solution also will arise with it, a possibility for something else that you probably are not seeing right now, but it doesn't mean that it cannot work in your favor. So forget about the consequences, forget about, you know, what people will say, forget about your reputation. In this moment, the one thing that you would need to focus on is getting out of that state of panic, of fear, right, of reaction, and regaining control of your emotions. The way that you do that is by breathing, by taking some time out, and to ask yourself, what is the one thing that I can control right now? Let me know if this makes sense to you. And again, do not underestimate the power of this practice. It's very simple, but please do try it on. And as usual, I would love to hear back from you. So if you let me know by email, hello@rosalieaudouin.com, I would be so happy to hear what you have to say about the topic. All right, bye for now.